And for kol olam kulo shenivashe b'tshuvas olamim. The Gemara says Masechta Sukkah on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Haisa gavoa me'esrim amam. If the sukkah was higher than 20 amos and he wanted to be mubal mata, he wanted to be ma'it the gova sukkah bekarim b'ksasos, he leaves pillows there on the ground, and this way the empty space of the sukkah will be less than 20 amos high. Lo ave miut, that's not machshir the sukkah. It's not considered a miut. And even though he's mefatal and beferish, he says he's going to leave them there for the chag. Doesn't matter. Why? Because his das is batal etzel kol adam. Rov anashim are not mefatal karm tzusas to the karka. They don't leave them there, and therefore it's like they're not there. And the sukkah is considered higher than 20 amos. Tevin obitlo have a miut. For kol shekain offer obitlo. If you have tevin, which is straw, and you leave it on the karka of the sukkah, and you mevatal it there, considered a meir, it's memayit the gov of the sukkah, the height of the sukkah. But kol shkein offer a bitl, and certainly offer, which is more shayach the karka, certainly that bitl is considered bitl. Teven veinasi lefanosa v'offer stam. If you have teven, you weren't mevatel furish, but you're not planning to remove this teven. V'offer stam, and you left offer stam in the sukkah, and you don't know if you're planning to, you're going to move it or not. So these two cases, Tevin, Ve'inasi L'fanosa, V'ofer Stam, is a machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan. It's a machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan that they have an argument, L'gavei Tuma, if it's considered a miut, so by Sukkah they're also going to argue. This Nan, because we learned in a Mishnah, L'gavei Tumas Meis. Bayis, if you have a bayis, then inside which there's a meis, or Kazayis Men a meis, Shemilu, that they were mamali the bais teven otzereros. They were mamali the bais with straw with small little stones. So there is not an opening space of a tefach from the mace until the tikkur of the house, until the ceiling of the house, because it's so filled with stuff. Ubitlo when you're mevatel the teven or the tzereros to the bais mevutol. It's considered mevutol. It's not poseach tefach. And Mimela, since it's not Poseach Tefach, it's not Mafsik, and a person's Mayil, it makes an oil on the bias, he becomes Tami. So we've been dying from the Mishnah, Bitlo in, Lo Bitlo Lo. Dafka, if he's Mevatel Beferish, it's considered Mevutol. But if he's not Mevatel Beferish, Lo, it's not considered Mevutol. Tani Alana, this will never be Yasi Amir, Tevin, Venus, Lefanos, Ariokov, for Stam, Ubatol. No. Tevin, you're not planning to move it. It's like Afar, and it's considered Batol. Offer vasid lefanos, so offer that you're planning to move. Are you nechshav kistam teben velo batal? If you're planning to move the offer, it's like stam teben. It's not considered batal. I upon him. I have machlokas here. Rabbanim Rav Yosi, but offer stam and teben sheinas lefanos. Rabbanim hold it's not batal. Rav Yosi holds it's batal. So the same machlokas will apply to sukkah, just like it applies to tuma. It'll also apply to being memayit the gova sukkah. That according to the Rabbanim who say that you're not planning that it's not considered batal, so by the sukkah it's also not considered batal. And it's not mamayit the sukkah. Rabbi Yossi says that you are planning to leave there, it is batal to the house. Memela by sukkah also the offer, and offer stam are also considered batal. Ad kan sugis hagemara, baruch Hashem, zachinu lilmod sugiyat agmara. Rashi, dibur amaschil lo having mute, writes, She'ain sofu l'anich shem kol shivim v'nei hefseid memono. You're not planning to leave it there all 7 days. This is and Rashi dibur amaschi lo ave miut. And Rashi there says, and daf came on the base at the very bottom, lo ave miut, you're not going to leave it there all 7 days, and because of hefseid memona, and therefore it's not a miut. So these karm and ksasos, they leave the karm and ksasos in the karka sukkah by dezeh halal asuk upachos me'asri mama. It's not considered a miut. It's not machshir the sukkah because you're not planning to leave it there all 7 days because you need these karm and ksasos. So the Chora asks Marina Rabbeinu Agona Gadol Rabbi Yitzchak Manz Etzel. It's very shver what Rashi says here. Bishlema lule divrei Rashi. Had Rashi not said what he said, we can say that the Ikar Kamashman of the Gemara is about Karam and Ksosos, that what? On the Hemshech. That even if you're Mevatel, the Karam and the Ksosos, it's not considered Bittel. V'afa gav debatlinu, doesn't work, mishim debatla daitzvei tzakol adam. So if not for Rashi, we would say that's the Ikar Chiddush Shalichi of the Sugya. The Hemshech HaDvarim. That's the Mashmos Rabbeinu Chananel here, and the Meiri, who say that the reason that it doesn't help Karam Uksasas Mishum Hef, say they wrote it out Siyum Divrei HaGemara, that even though you're Mevatel the Karam Uksasas of the Sukkah, doesn't work because of Hef Seid Mimono. It's a Chiddush, even though you're Mevatel, it's still no good because of Hef Seid Mimono, it doesn't work. Yeah, that's very good, the Rabbeinu Chanan and Meiri. So for them, the Ikar Chiddush of the Gemara is Siyum Divrei HaGemara, meaning Siyum of the statement of the Gemara. That Afa Gavda B'dinu V'Kulo, it doesn't work because Bad L'Daito Etzel Kol Adam. It's going to be a Hefsid Mammon, and people don't leave it there even if you try it. It's not going to work. And also Rashi, the Madura Kama that's been published, Mikisvei Yodo, in his original edition, he wrote this Biur on the Gemara and Vayter, Afagav de Batlinu. But Rashi, that we have in our text, in our Vilna Shas, he writes this reason before the Batlinu part. So it's mashma that you need this for Etzem Divrei HaGemara. Why isn't it a miut? Because you're not going to leave it there all 7 days. It's been a half seed mimono. So according to Rashi, this ratio is an inyan bifnei atzmo. It's not only a hakdama to the hemshech divrei HaGemara. This is independent. It's telling you a chiddush din that if it's gavoa me'esrim ama, and you want to be memayit b'karim v'ksasos, it's not considered a miut, and that's a chiddush. Without this reason, where there's no hefsid mimono, then it would work without bittul. You don't have to do bittul. As long as, according to Rashi, would come out that there's a chiddush here in the Reisha, that the reason it doesn't work is because there's no bittul. Ein sof l'nir shem kol zayin ubnei hefsid mamona. But if there's no hefsid mamon, then it is considered batel. It's only because of the hefsid mamon. You don't have to be mevatel if eferish. Even if you just leave it there, you're memayit it b'karim b'ksasis. You want to make it smaller, the open space of the sukkah. It's not considered a miut. Only because if you have said mimono, but lulei times if not for this reason, then what would the din be? The din would be that it is batel. Even if you don't do an explicit bittel, just leaving it there. But how can this be? Because lehedya we see in the Hemshech HaSugya that according to Rabbanon, Teven has no hefsed, and yet it doesn't work without bittul. What does the Gemara say, Vayter? Gemara says that we have a Mishnah that if you're mevatel the bayis, Teven and Tsroros, and you're mevatel the Teven and the Tsroros, agav bayis, it's mevutel. If you're mevatel it, but if you're not mevatel it, no good. So you see, now with Tevin, there's no Hefsid Mammon. No Hefsid Mammon leaving Tevin on the ground. And yet, you still have to do explicit Bittul. So how can Rashi say that it's only because of a Hefsid Mammon that the Karam Niksasos aren't considered Mavutal to the Sukkah? Mashma, that if there was no Hefsid Mammon, it would be considered Bittul. By Tevin, there's no Hefsid Mammon. It's not Batel. You have to be Batel a bit Farish. So Rashi is Soser, Hemshech Divrei Gemara. And even Rabbi Yossi, who says that Tevin, Veinasi Lufanoso, is like Ofer Stam and it's Batal. Why is it Batal? Because it has no Chashivos. This Tevin has no Chashivos, therefore it's Batal. But that has nothing to do with Karman Ksosis, with Duwit, which do have Chashivos. There you would have to be Mevatalit. It's not going to be automatic. So Rashi Lechora, Soser, Hemshech, Divrei HaGemara, Vadvarim Pluim. We also have to understand that after we see that even without Bittul, Miut Bekarim Uksasos would be effective if Ein Asid Lefanosam. What does Rashi say? Rashi said it's Asid Lefanosam. He's going to remove them. She'ein Sofel Anir Shem Kol Zayin. He's going to remove them. But if he wouldn't remove them, then it would be Beseder. Then it would be fine. But since he is going to remove them, it's not considered Batal. So why then do we need another Chiddush? The Gemara says, even if you're Mevatalit, it's not effective because of Batla Daito. Why do we need this? It's Pashit Misvara. If we learn like Rashi, that Karam and Ksasos, you're not going to leave there because of the Hefsid Mammon, so what does it help to Batlinu Lekulu? That you're Mevatel. If you're not going to leave it there because of Hefsid Mammon, so even if you say Befiv that it's Batel, it also shouldn't help. So we don't need this new Kamash Malan. Nevertheless, it's not Batel, Mishum the Batel Daito, it's a Kol Adam. What do we need that for? It's Pashut! Because Rashi said, Hefsid Mammon, you're not going to leave it there. So what does it matter whether you're Mevatel it or not? We don't need to come out to Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. He himself is not going to leave it there because of Hefsid Mammon. So those are two very stark kashas on the sugya. And B'siyata D'Shemaya B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shiur, we are going to see some more kashas, and then hopefully we are going to get to Niflos Mitaras Hashem, the Havonas Divrei Sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.